What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hello, podcast. Guy Haberman here from Las Vegas. A couple conversations coming up on the pod today. Greg Papa back on the show, and Cam Inman of the Bay Area News Group back on the show. Cam will tell you why he is picking the 49ers in this game. If you've been listening to the podcast this week, then you know that I have been getting more confident in the Niners by the day. Update that has continued through Thursday. I have not seen any reason to get less optimistic. In fact, after talking to Cam, I feel even better about it. Greg Papa has got a bunch of things the Chiefs do well that we're going to talk about. And then he says something at the end of the conversation that makes me even more inclined to pick the Niners. So the score I'm going with right now, 31-24 is the score I've predicted. And I'm sticking with that. The only thing I might do is go Niners by another field goal. Feels kind of crazy, but I'm feeling a little crazy right now. I just keep thinking about how above solid this team was in every aspect. And as you'll hear from Greg, he thinks I'm not giving the Chiefs skill guys enough respect. The fact is, when you pair them with Andy and Mahomes, they deserve, they're going to get elevated. In the same way Niners players get elevated on offense by each other and by Kyle Shanahan, the skill guys for the Chiefs get elevated by their coach and their quarterback. So that's all fair. But I think so much stuff lines up for the Niners, and I think the thing we've been most concerned about with them in the run defense, I said it to Cam, I don't want to repeat it because you're going to hear it coming up, but I really do think there's something the Chiefs have been doing lately that is good for the Chiefs, but I also think is good for the Niners. So stay tuned for the Cam Inman conversation and the stay tuned. You're tuned. But you'll hear that in the Cam conversation. And we'll see. We'll see if the Chiefs adjust, change, if they agree that they think the Niners' strength is also one of their strengths or not. But I'll talk about that with Cam coming up, so you'll hear that then. A piece of news that was interesting, just awards, the FedEx Air and FedEx Ground Player Awards. The FedEx Air Player of the Year was Brock Purdy. The FedEx Ground Player of the Year was Christian McCaffrey. It's the first time this award has existed for 21 years. It's the first time teammates have ever won that award. And that makes sense, right? The quarterback who wins a quarterback award likely is not going to be on the same team as a running back who wins a running back award, and vice versa. If you're going to be the best running back, you're going to lead the league in rushing, you're probably not going to have a quarterback that throws a bunch of touchdowns. If you have a quarterback that throws a bunch of touchdowns and is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, an MVP candidate, you're probably going to have a good running back, but he's not necessarily going to lead the league in rushing. And that's why the Shanahan offense, it's not just these guys. Go look back at the Matt Ryan team that went to the Super Bowl with Shanahan. They were near the bottom of the league in pass attempts. This team, near the bottom of the league in pass attempts, but they're explosive, they're efficient. And I saw the video of Kristen Juszczyk, who, she's not a listener of the show, unless maybe she is if Juice is listening and he's in the pool and she swings by. How she's producing as much stuff as she's producing and the amount of time she's producing it is beyond me. But she made vests for both Christian and Brock, the Niners put out the video, or somebody put out the video of Juice presenting them the award. It's incredible. So I just thought watching it that it really is so indicative of how complimentary. Every coach always says, you know, we got to play complimentary offense. We got to play complimentary football, offense, defense, special teams. I don't know how much Cal says special teams, but within their offense, it's so complimentary, and it's just an incredible testament. And as you'll hear with Greg Papa, I'll preview this conversation coming off of what I just said. The 49ers have the number one rusher in the NFL. And he's not just the number one rusher. He's as good as it gets. And he's going to have an opportunity to make a bunch of plays, running right up the gut between the tackles, as David Shaw always said he could, against the Chiefs defense. That's not their strength. And then, you've got two players who you just can put the ball in their hands no matter what's going on. And this is why I think the Niners have been able to right the ship when they've been bad in the playoffs so far this year, is because, like in basketball, they can just give the ball to two dudes, just give it to Christian, give it to Debo, and make plays. And then they also have layups built into their offense that don't look like layups in the box score, right? 15-yard throws that Shanahan can scheme open. And then Brock is also going to be athletic and make plays. But the fact that they can just give the ball to Christian, give the ball to Debo, that's their version of what the Chiefs do, which is just have Pat Mahomes take the football. All right, so here we go. Greg Papa and Cam Inman. We're going to start with Greg, voice of the 49ers, KNBR, and always fun to catch up with him, who's been a longtime supporter and advisor and encourager. So, and the same to Cam, for Cam Inman, all that stuff. But here we go, Greg Papa.
I appreciate it.
Check, check. In Las Vegas, Greg Papa.
Guy Haberman, you're here.
What is it like for you to come here and have to work?
Oh. It's fun. I mean, we enjoy it, but it's a long week. We actually got a lot of work done before we took off. They had three good days of practice on Thursday, Friday. Saturday was really good practice. And then we flew on Sunday, got here Sunday night. They had a little bit of a walkthrough over at UNLV on Monday. And we're off Tuesday, and then 2 days of practice. They're over there right now on Thursday. And for me, it's been, I'm kind of back and forth. I got two hotel rooms. I got one downtown here but on the Strip at the Luxor, and then I got one with the team in Henderson. So I've been kind of going back and forth. It's just, they're not that far as distance, but the highway takes forever to get to. Once you get into the Lake Las Vegas up there, it's a whole compound of hotels. So it's like 10 miles in there.
I know.
So it's a good 45 minutes to go back and forth, but at some point here, one more day on Radio Row tomorrow, then I shut it down and kind of lock in and get ready for the game.
What do you like a Super Bowl for you? For you,
who's what do you mean?
Well, you've done a lot of games.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of big games.
Right.
You are probably well past the point of nerves.
No, that's not true. But there's a certain calmness. I haven't been that nervous this playoff season. I don't know why.
But what are you nervous for? Them to win or lose, or?
Oh, no, just the. Yeah, I mean, the game scares me.
Yeah.
I have great respect for Kansas City. This is the best defense they've had since Marty Schottenheimer's teams in the 90s, with Derek Thomas and Neil Smith and that group, and Albert Lewis and all those corners. And I think I may be even better than those, and they go back to, like, you know, Hank Stram's defenses. But anyway, they're good. It's a good running game. It's the best personnel around Mahomes, with the exception of depth at wide receiver. But Rashee Rice is a good player. They still have speed. Mecole Hardman can run. I think he's in the doghouse. They may not use him much.
They only need to use him once or twice.
Well, after he fumbled in Buffalo, he fumbled twice in that game, and the second one went out of the end zone for a touchback. He hasn't touched the ball. So I think they maybe have lost confidence in him. But Marquez Valdez-Scantling, they gave him the one over the top to finish off Baltimore. Then obviously Kelsey. They're all line. They have issues at tackle. Their guards are good. Tooney won't play. And in the running game, Pacheco's the best they've had. Edwards-Helaire was good, and this will play. So, I mean, and the defense is the best he's had. The running game's the best he's had, and they're committed to the running game. And then you got to deal with him. So they concern me. But from my standpoint, you know, I just get nervous. Like the first Super Bowl I did in San Diego with the Raiders, Super Bowl 37, it was a 3:18 kickoff or something, and we were in California, so the lighting was like this weird strobe lighting on the field. Like, it was hard to see early in the game. Like, what's going on? And then, then we got the early pick on Brad Johnson. Reagan Upshaw hit Brad Johnson. Woodson intercepted the ball. Took a lead on a field goal. And then Tampa came roaring back, and it got sideways. And the game in Miami, Niners had that game, Guy. It was 20-10 with 7:13 to play, and they run the Wasp play, and all hell broke loose. So, no, they're just different games. These games are immortalized forever, no matter what. So all the great calls, whether it's, Bob Fouts doing the 49ers game, or Don Klein, or, Joe Starkey, or Lon, the calls live forever. Bill King with the Raiders. So you don't want to kick a Super Bowl call and have it be, negative for your career.
Right.
I'll see how I am Super Sunday. I've been kind of just enjoying the playoff ride, the Detroit game, the Green Bay game. Those were both games that wore me out. I did not see that kind of route to win, and they can't come from behind. Well, they did both those games. Brock at the very end, that great drive, and then the second half against Detroit. But it's a fun week. A lot of work, a lot of talking, not only on my radio for 4 hours a day, but I probably do 2 hours of interviews every day.
Do you worry about your voice for Sunday?
A little bit.
You stay at a lot of restaurants or clubs?
No, I'm not doing that. But at some point, I will.
So.
We had a hard night Monday night. We've picked our spots, but there's going to be a point where I'm going to shut it down and just get ready for the game.
And that point is Saturday,
definitely Friday
to
night.
Sunday a.m.
I think tonight I'm going to start to taper down.
Okay.
A lot of parties with the Niner people coming in on Friday.
Yeah.
But I'll go to bed early Friday night, and then, draw the drapes, sequester myself. I'll go to walkthrough on Saturday, and then go to the game on Sunday.
All right. Brock and Mahomes.
They're not playing against each other.
They don't have to be equals, but
yeah.
I think we've seen – one thing we have seen the two playoff games the Niners have played is Brock has been better than the other quarterback in the second half. He's better, much better than Love in the second half, and much better than Goff in the second half. Doesn't mean he himself has to make all the plays, but he has been the better quarterback in the second half of these two playoff games. And I do think from a personnel standpoint, I don't think it's out of the question because of the Niners' personnel and the Chiefs, I don't want to say lack of elite personnel, but I do think the teams that give the Niners defense problems are the teams that have like three blue chip fast weapons. I think because Kansas City's lacking a little bit in that regard, you're either going to get incredible Mahomes, right, because he's going to have to put him on his back, or he's just not going to be able to make maybe as many plays as the Niners make. What do you think?
Well, I like their personnel. They still have Travis Kelce.
I know. And
they
Rashee
use three
Rice
tight
is,
ends a lot. Rashee Rice is like Debo. It's a lot of run after catch. It smokes.
Only two
bubbles.
Guys in the league averaging over 8 yards yak per catch. Those
right,
two.
Debo and Rashee.
Yeah.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling, I know he's had some monumental drops this year, but the first play of the second half against Buffalo, they're down at halftime. They put him in the slot, and they run a slot fade against Johnson. Buffalo's all-pro, second-team all-pro nickelback, second to McDuffie with Kansas City. He runs a beautiful slot fade. He does bobble the ball a little bit with his gold gloves, but he caught it, and it got them going. And then at the end of the Baltimore game, they hit him over the top. He's got speed.
Catch.
He's got speed. Mecole Hardman has extreme speed. The fumble in Buffalo, he had two of them. He may be in the doghouse. He may be locked in and not coming out. Is Sky Moore going to play in this game? What are they doing with him? I don't think he is, but why do they bring him back to practice? So is that just to give Steve Wilks another hour of tape to watch on Sky Moore, maybe two? Because go back to the Super Bowl last year, and Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore running those China routes, those misdirection routes, won them the Super Bowl, those rub routes. Mm. Is Toney going to play in this game, or is he in the doghouse? I don't know. But they're going to put five eligibles out, whether it's three tight ends or three receivers. You got to deal with 87. And on third down, you better double him. You better reroute him. You better jam him. But he's hard to get to.
Yeah.
Because they bunch him. They stack them, they move them, and they know they want to get him a free release. The guy's great. And the touchdown pass he threw to Kelce against Kyle Hamilton on that first drive in Baltimore, that wasn't a back shoulder. It was a back hip. It's like, how do you do that? The way he dropped down to make the throw and the way Kelce caught it on his back hip, it's not up here. It was like, how do you defend that? You can't, unless you just grab him and hold him on the turn.
Right.
So he has weapons, and then he's got him. As far as Brock, he's going to have to figure out Spags post-snap. And to me, the secret to the game is pre-snap. They like to run. They play at the most man press man coverage in the league, 81% of the snaps. And they play a lot of two-shell defense. So most snaps, it's two-man, where it's two deep, man under. So is Spagnuolo going to play two safeties deep in this game? And when I'm calling the game, I'm looking for those two safeties, and mainly Justin Reed. Is he going to come down, number 20? Is he going to blitz? He's good. He's a good blitzer. I think he's a better blitzer than he is cover guy. So Brock's looking at that guy, and the Kyle's call. If they play two safeties high and they have two outside corners, do the math. You know, are they gonna stop the run with a seven-man front? We're going to run on them. If they bring that safety down, then it's an eight-man front. Now you got to make a call. Go back to the Minnesota playoff game in January of 2020, the 19 year. It was Harrison Smith was their that safety, number 22 for the Vikings. Mike Zimmer's the head coach, defensive play caller. Tim Ryan and I were just watching every snap on radio. If 22 comes down, 22 would not come down. He stayed high. I said, they're going to run it. 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 And it happened after the Eric Kendricks interception with Jimmy. So everybody was saying he lost confidence. If you want to stop Kyle Shanahan's running game, a seven-man box, they're going to shred you. And they can run at Chris Jones. You want to run at 95. You think Chase Young has some bad tape? There's some just absolutely alarming lack of effort plays from Chris Jones. He just gives up. You double him. If he don't think he can make the play on the backside, he just stops.
Yeah.
In the run game, you can't stop.
Yeah.
In the pass game, he puts his hands up and tries to block the ball. So they got some areas, but I think the first thing you look at, how does Brock, and that we don't have a kill call at the line. It's a can and an Oscar. Can is go to the second play. Oscar, to me, is usually a run play. You're going to flip from one side to the other, but it could be a run to a pass or a pass to a run. It's the second call. But just, and we'll see if TV does a good enough job showing that safety. They don't always show the two safety, but when you're watching from Allegiant, just watch where number 20 is. If he comes down, is it very simply we throw it? And if he's up high, do we run it?
All right. There you go. That's what to watch for.
The Guy and Papa Show.
Great to see you, Papa.
We're good to
Thank
see you,
you,
man. Thank you.
All right.
There is Greg Papa, voice of the Niners. Great perspective. Big, deep, all 22 film breakdown from him. So you're watching the safeties, everybody.
Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about Butcher Box for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app, because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game, and I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men aged 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And, of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Cam Inman, Barrier News Group, always generous with his time as well. He, like I, picking the Niners. Why are we doing that? We'll get into it here. Here is my conversation with Cam Inman.
Every day that passes, I feel more confident that the 49ers are going to win this game, partly because everybody else is picking the Chiefs, but partly because I'm spending more time remembering their regular season. They've got 2 weeks to bounce back from what, you know, I think was a you don't call an NFC championship game win or a divisional round win embarrassing. Not that, but I think awakening, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or a reminder. A reminder.
Reminder does not feel harsh enough.
Well, the harshness came in the film review, right?
Yeah.
Where the general manager and the defensive coordinator on record that the effort was atrocious and that those responsible have been taken to task.
Yeah.
We got to get to Sunday first. We're not there yet, because Kyle Shanahan says we never promised Sunday, but I think this is a pretty good bet. I think that the week's played out pretty well, because if the only scandal you have to deal with at Super Bowl week is NFL generated because you have a soft practice field, that's great. Like, You're telling me the wide receivers went out to dinner on the strip earlier in the week and nobody noticed or busted them, right?
Yeah.
And that they had a great moment of driving by the stadium and realizing how cool that we're here. And I love that. That's a great antidote for the week. About when the Niners were in the Super Bowl 2012, they were staying in the French Quarter at the New Orleans Marriott, which was a half a block away from the nearest strip club, and guys went to that. And then you were dealing with that story until another scandal surfaced where one of the players said he didn't want any gay players on his team, and that was a major scandal in the middle of Super Bowl week. And then
Chris Culliver?
Yeah, it was Chris Culliver.
Yeah.
And then so he had to come out, be apologetic and all this, you know, therapy and all these things that he was supposed to go through. So it was a weird distraction, and they haven't had that distraction this week. I mean, the only distraction is tell us how good Brock Purdy is. Tell us how good Christian McCaffrey is. Kyle, can you tell us what it was like to lose Super Bowl after Super Bowl that you've been in? That's it.
So what is functionally, like, in what way does this grass issue just fundamentally affect them? Are they practice differently?
Well, that was going to be the deal, is whether they get more aggressive on Thursday's practice, because that's their full speed. But remember, last week is when they put all this game plan in at full speed on the last Thursday. To me, this is more of the dress rehearsal that you've already know what you're running, so you're not you kind of know where you need a cut on the grass. I guess this is like getting into the weeds of being a football player, I would assume. But it's not like they're on the parking lot at the Holiday Inn in Boardman, Ohio, that Jim Harbaugh was happy to use for a walkthrough practice. They're on a professional high-grade grass field. It's just a little bit softer than usual. It's only an issue if somebody gets hurt today or leading up to the game.
Well, yeah.
But, okay, and on that point, who would be, really worried about their footing? Eric Armstead, right? He misses, a month and a half of the season because he's got a bad foot. So I asked him yesterday, I go, are you concerned? How curious were you to see about the field? He says, not at all.
Really?
And I said, well, because you have a foot issue. He's like, no, it's fine. I don't think about it. He's like, nothing's going to keep me out of this game. So I'm like, okay. So,
I mean, I think receivers would probably be on the list, right?
I would just be worried also just because it's been very wet and cold here that, maybe you're going out there and it's slick more so than obviously it's a little soft. But, I mean, you're going to be able to play. You have equipment staff that I'm sure has the right cleats for these guys to dig in a little bit harder. But then it trickles down to Brock Purdy and making sure his timing is correct, right, on his throws. You don't want balls hitting the ground during Super Bowl week. You want them right on target where they're supposed to be.
How do you feel about Brock coming into this game? I feel pretty good about him.
The Brock machine?
The Brock machine. Bedcheck Brock. That's my Vegas nickname for him because he's going to bed at – no, I don't know what time he's going to bed. But
I think I feel pretty good about it just in terms of that it's not all on his shoulders, whereas if you look at the Chiefs, it's all on Mahomes' shoulders.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Brock's very aware of that, knowing that if I follow Shanahan's script and follows the treasure map like that, then he's going to, hit the jackpot in Vegas. But it's not all by himself. He's not a one-armed bandit.
What is going on right now?
Oh, I'm in the Vegas
zone.
You're in
the zone.
Yes.
The question is, can Spagnuolo confuse him?
Absolutely. But he's not like a novice quarterback. He likes the blitzes. He likes to read it. The fact that it's going to be dry, it's not raining. He's already seen this Chiefs defense. He knows where Chris Jones is going to be lining up. I can't imagine Chris Jones going to be bouncing around Nick Bosa does, right? Like, yes, he can line up on the outside or the inside, but he will know where that guy is. They don't have, four elite defensive linemen coming at him. They may have some secondary guy coming off the edge from the slot, which the Ravens did, right? And they timed it up so well. So I'd be a little concerned about that, but I think he learned. Brock's a very good learner, you would hope. So
it's proven to be. I mean,
yeah.
Two matchups stand out, and it's number one, it's the Niners' defensive secondary against the Chiefs' skill guys.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs have the advantage because of Mahomes, but they do not have the man-for-man advantage in that matchup. I'm not saying that the Niners have a major advantage, but I think the teams that give Niners problems are teams with blue-chip skill guys.
Which Travis Kelce is.
Travis Kelce
it's almost like, does Travis Kelce get...
I think, speed and athleticism. Really,
well, that's what I'm concerned about that. To me, that worries me way more than the Niners' run defense. Because it's okay, Pacheco's pretty good. He's a hard runner. They say all the right things, but he is not your NFL rushing champion, Cam Newton, going crazy.
Christian McCaffrey is, not Cam Newton.
Yes.
Cam's behind us.
That's what I'm saying. But so I'd be more concerned about like just Mahomes finding that spot in the zone and just shredding. Like, no, he's like, where's Ambry Thomas?
Yeah.
I'm going after number 20. Absolutely. Like, Charvarius Ward, I'll pick on you once or twice because I know how you play because I've seen you a lot. And Lenore, you know, he's got that little fiery, he can make a play, but they're not shut down.
Yeah.
So if I'm Mahomes, I'm like, that to me is way, like, it starts with stopping the run. That's every game's mantra. Not this game, man.
Well, it's only so you can then pass rush.
I get it, but it doesn't matter. Like, you pass rush, Mahomes still going to escape, and then he's going to find a guy.
Well, I think the one thing the Niners did really well against the Packers, right, is they were really good in the red zone. And if they can, is Andy going to run or throw in the red zone? One thing they've been doing, the Chiefs have been running in the red zone. I think the Chiefs are better off throwing in the red zone in the Super Bowl. I think if they run in the red zone, I think the Niners interior, like the Niners have shown they will bow up a little bit in the red zone against the run.
But they actually have probably the best red zone offense I enjoy watching is watching Andy Reid's.
I know.
He is so.
But he hasn't been messing around in the red zone.
Well,
it's lately.
The Super Bowl. Wasn't last year he did like the little like ring around the rosy?
Played from like 1908.
Just so fun.
It's like Yale ran this in 1888.
Right. Like we ran this in San Francisco State. This is the Gator special.
I know. Well, that's scary. But I think I'll be interested to see if he goes back to throwing in the red zone. I think that'd be bad for the 49ers. I think him sticking to this thing where he's not getting cute in the red zone and running the ball.
I agree.
While good for like the grand scheme, that's what you should do. It's what I think the Niners are actually better equipped.
Well, they'll run a pick play and just get Kelce open. Like for one split second, Mahomes will know exactly where he's going to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that inside pitch play.
And then cut away to the suite where Taylor Swift's celebrating. And
doesn't bother me. I don't even care.
He's got to get at least one or two touchdowns. If the NFL's scripted.
Can he play four quarters as hard as he played? That first half against the Ravens was really impressive. Mm. But I do think he has to do so much for them. And a lot of it comes like play breaks down, Mahomes finds. You're asking him to do a lot. Now the long halftime helps.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I just think they're asking a lot. Now Mahomes can do a lot.
Yeah.
I just think the path is clearer for the 49ers because I think they check more boxes top to bottom in their roster.
I can't wait to see this. Like the easiest people to pick on the 49ers have been the defensive line, right? Yeah. But effort aside, just who they have, everybody's like, they need to get more out of these guys. And Nick Bosa, what do you think of the offensive tackles? They hold. The stats back it up. They hold. These are not elite offensive tackles. You're going to have a new guard in because their guard like got hurt, right? The center's been around for a while, but you've paid Javon Hargrave a lot of money, Eric Armstead a lot of money. You have Nick Bosa making the most money of any defensive lineman, and then you have Chase Young on the other side. This is his final audition to get paid. He just got like walloped in the playoffs. He's had what, 2.5 sacks since joining the Niners. I think he knows, like, this is his golden opportunity to make amends for whatever bad film he had on.
But the primary issue with Chase Young is not just effort. He's not good against the run. Like, if you could solve it with just effort, it'd be a different
story. He's like a step slow, almost. Like, he's almost there.
And, understandably, he had a major injury early in his career. He's going to make it.
Well,
like, I say this. If the Super Bowl comes down to Chase Young making a play, then they've made other mistakes.
Well, then you can have him kind of as, okay, you're taking up one guy because we're going to finally blitz somebody through your side.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because
they're not going to double your side, pal. So we're going to send somebody free around Chase Young.
They did it last 2 weeks ago with Dre Greenlaw.
That's right. That's right. But they don't do very much.
Well, no, because Kyle told him to cut it out.
Yes. But, I mean, and remember, like, Nick Bosa, like, a few weeks ago, what do you think of your defensive coordinator? Well, I thought he was figuring us out at the start of the year, and what we do here is rush four.
That was a few months ago. But
it was not a few months. It was like a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he, like, put him on kind of blast going, he learned what we do here, and that's not blitz, which everybody going in this year thought Steve Wilkes was going to blitz more, and he really hasn't. So.
Yeah.
But now's the time to, like, you got to just make sure you disguise it well enough. Otherwise, Mahomes is going to shred it. So,
the Hufanga loss has hurt him.
Yeah.
Jair Brown going to start this game, you think? He started the NFC Championship game?
I don't know because I guess so. But I kind of want the savvy veteran. But I don't know if Logan Ryan is going to keep up with the young speedsters.
I don't think the Super Bowl is the time. I think you need the talent.
I think so too.
I mean, Logan Ryan got picked off on that touchdown against the Rams. Packers.
Right.
You need the run game support. You need
I think you're right.
Somebody. You're trying to tackle
Trent tackle Travis Kelce in space here, right? Because they do the same stuff with him. Like, he'll get into space.
Yeah.
You're going to have to maybe help Laquan Treadwell, a.k.a. MVS, is going to get free for a ball down the sideline. You're going to have to go get him.
Right.
You know, so
you need fresh young legs, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you're right.
You changed your mind.
Yeah. If it comes down to that, then they're host.
But that's everything is like that. And then it always comes down to 100 things. It never comes down to one thing, but...
But that's a really good question.
No Moody kick, that'd be one thing.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. It would be incredible. What a way to start your career.
It would.
I mean, Adam like we were saying earlier, Adam Vinatieri kicking the game winner for Tom Brady's first Super Bowl win at age 24.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy at age 24.
And Vinatieri made the other earlier in the game, right in the snow.
Yeah, but he made the one in the snow a couple weeks before that. And
Well, in that game he made two. Yeah. But I haven't fact checked this, so I like to tell our listeners and viewers to do their own fact checking. No, I'm kidding. I think Vinatieri had like. Not been hot leading up to that Raider game. I think he'd missed a few kicks leading up to that, the Tuck rule game.
And then all he does is make two in the snow, and it's then you're the best clutch kicker of all time.
Yeah.
Jake Moody is not that.
Not yet.
He's already missed two in the playoffs. You cannot miss kicks in the playoffs.
He's missed here, too. But he's also Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
The Senior Bowl was Allegiant Stadium. He made 251 yarders. He was 4-for-4 in the Senior Bowl.
You know, Brock Purdy played here when he was in college.
Really?
Did you know this? Game? It was not a bowl game.
No.
It was the start of his senior year. It was like week 3 of his senior year. He was, if I'm not going to get the stats right, you're going to have to fact check on your own, like we said. But
Sorry.
It was something along the lines, I could look on my phone real quick, but he was like 21 of 24 for 268 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. He balled out. They destroyed UNLV like 42-6 or something like that.
Wow, I was taking UNLV.
But that was here at Allegiant Stadium. Like, nobody's asked
him
that.
Same locker room?
Yeah.
Locker room.
Oh.
Visiting locker room?
I would assume that they're, because UNLV has their own locker room, I think, in that stadium.
Yeah.
I don't think that they would let, well, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. He's been on that. He's had success on that. Nick Bosa's had success on that field. Remember, he's the one that forced the interception at the end of the game on New Year's Day, was it? And in overtime, their fourth quarter comeback, but that assured their, like, overtime win. So that was big. So Bosa's had a moment here.
Garoppolo going to be here, you think?
I think he's on Radio Row going everywhere. I'm just kidding. He is so.
Have you
ever met a more reclusive superstar?
He only comes out once a year to do the thing with his dad. CNN.
Yes. Yes. Skills Tools.
Skills.
I went to one of those presentations in San Jose, and met his dad. Hung out with the brothers. Asked the brother, I go, you know, you have like three. You were Jimmy and three brothers. What a TV show that would be. I go, somebody, he's like, oh, yeah, we've been approached by that. That's not happening. And I'm like, God, that would have been so great because it's like, Jimmy, the cameras are on you. Oh, that's not on me. No.
That's good.
So,
Any other takes you got to get out here before I?
No, you can kick me out. No. Now, what was it? What was our prediction?
I said right now, Thursday, I'm going 31-24 Niners, which doesn't feel big enough, to be honest. I said 31-21. I'm like, well, I think Kansas City will get a – I mean, they'll get a field goal.
And so. I picked the Niners, and I have them scoring 29. I mean, they could score – I don't think they're going to score 49 on that defense, right? So I'm thinking 29 is fair.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the Niners 29 to, what did I say, 26? Yeah, something like that. 29-26.
All right. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Guy.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Yes, thank you. This is man-to-man coverage.
All right, that is Thursday from Vegas, or if you listen to this Friday, awesome. Both those conversations, if you want to watch those guys, they're on YouTube. Just go to the YouTube channel, which is down in the podcast description below. Share it with somebody. Always appreciate that. And, appreciate you guys. It's Friday. It's almost the Super Bowl, or it's Saturday maybe, or it's Sunday morning. There's really no time, and that gives you a taste of Vegas. So time is not a thing here. And I haven't seen the sun in a couple days. And maybe today I will. Today I'm flying home. Friday, that is. I'm flying home Friday evening. And hopefully do some more content Friday before we get out of town and get another podcast out. Definitely another YouTube up before the weekend. So thanks for jumping in, everybody. And we'll talk to you all soon. Later.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.